Om Shanti, Thursday, 19th September, 2019. Essence for today, from the Sakar Murli. Sweet children, you have come to the Unlimited Father to become viceless from vicious. Therefore, do not have any evil spirits in you. Sweet children, you have come to the Unlimited Father to become viceless from vicious. Therefore, do not have any evil spirits in you. I'm going to explore this through a series of questions. What is Baba reminding us of in this essence? Because an essence is often the simplification or kernel of something greater, deeper, or profound. Let us first ask, who are these children who have come to the Unlimited Father? For me, there are five qualifications. Number one, it would be those who had recognized the Father, because their intellects would have been touched in some way when they took the knowledge. We often hear the stories of how children came to Baba. For some, it was learning about the soul. For some, it was having a vision long before they met Baba. And for others, it was listening to the Murli, and so on. Number two, it would be those who had the faith that they're the children of God. Something inside made them trust the knowledge, hear the truth, and have confidence in it. They just knew that this was it. Number three, it would be those who had sacrificed themselves to the Father. They made a full commitment and vow to God because such was their understanding of who was teaching them. Number four, it would be those who had agreed to surrender everything to the Father. In the beginning, many left their homes, made financial sacrifices, and some even left their children to come to Baba. Number five, it would be those who had agreed to follow Srimat. Their commitment was such that they agreed to do whatever was required of them, to follow the divine instructions of God. Some apparently even wrote their pledge in blood. So for me, these children had recognition, faith, sacrifice, surrender, and a desire to follow Srimat. Second question, how do these children then become viceless? What is the process that they became viceless, that made them become viceless? Again, I will refer to these five aspects. With recognition of the Father, they automatically become the chosen children of God and make the main promise to become pure in this last birth. With having the faith that they're the children of God, they receive God's virtues, powers, and a divine intellect. So with faith, they have the courage to apply these and overcome internal and external challenges. With sacrificing themselves to the Father, they merge themselves in remembrance. And this is what is referred to as the moth to the flame. The result of this is purification of the vices and a process of dying alive to the external world. But this death is painless and actually sweet and joyful, as it is really a dying alive into the Father's lap. Their whole world is love of God, the one Father who is the ocean of love, the ocean of knowledge, and the ocean of bliss. With having agreed to surrender everything to the Father, there is the experience of spirituality while carrying out every task. So there is no tiredness, no sense of lack, only joy. With agreeing to follow Srimat, their life becomes easy and the sanskars or sins are absolved as they rest on the Baba's canopy of protection. Third question, who is the one they have come to? Who is the one they have recognized to whom they give their lives? We know that it is Shiv Baba, the Supreme Father, the Unlimited Father, the Supreme Soul, the one who comes to establish heaven on earth, the one who comes to establish the golden aged kingdom, the one who comes to change human beings into deities, the one who comes to give us the kingdom of the world, the one who comes to give us the inheritance of happiness, the one who comes to lead us into health and wealth, the one who comes to take us out of insolvency to solvency, the one who comes to inspire us to adopt virtues, the one who comes to give us a royal status. And the list could go on, because the praise is unlimited, just like our Father. So the question does arise, have we truly recognized why we have come to the Unlimited Father? The fourth question, if becoming viceless is not accomplished, or the children are still thinking of coming to the Father fully, what is the result? Quite simply, the vices covering the soul are not removed, and they may even worsen. A definition for the vices is that they are the result of the misuse of the virtues. They are the result of the misuse of the virtues. They are on a continuum with the virtues, that is, extremes of each other. In the Raj Yoga course, we teach them as pairs: attachment with love, lust with purity, greed with happiness, bliss, or contentment, anger with peace, and ego with truth. That is, a relinquishing of arrogance with truth. A definition for virtues is that they are the soul's innate qualities, demonstrated in the way a person conducts his or her life constructively. And we could add, in rather an elegant manner. Sister Mohini of New York once shared that the vices are in the present, and that they originate from the sanskars in the soul, which are embedded in our past. Very interesting. Therefore, to overcome a particular vice, Sister Mohini recommended going to the root of the vice, which is the sanskar, and to look at what is happening that is triggering the vice. Ask yourself, how did it start? What is behind it? And so on. Dig deep, then nourish it with a virtue, or any or all of the virtues. The best time, of course, to nourish a sanskar with a virtue is at Amrit Vela, when you can take the sweetness and power from Baba to uproot it. Because the power of yoga, especially at Amrit Vela, burns the vices. Another method, in addition to those mentioned earlier, is to be soul conscious and practice two aspects of soul consciousness. That is, being bodiless and entering the body and taking the support of the body consciously as you perform tasks. So you are aware of the soul in the body as you make it move through this drama, and can be detached and unaffected by it. In addition, one of the main sources of our actions is the senses, so these have to be used as a resource for the virtues. Using the eyes only to see souls and as brothers. Using the ears to consciously control and check what comes in. Using the mouth to give sweetness and happiness. Using the hands to do work that brings others closer to the one who gives benefit. Using the nose as a metaphor to smell profit or loss in situations and choices. So Baba says, have no evil spirits in you. As a Jewish concept, in ordinary English usage, an evil spirit has been defined as a demon, and their particular sphere is to create human suffering, that is, to create limitations. Whereas, we have now come to the unlimited Father to become unlimited like Him. So how can we have evil spirits in us? We are souls, and we now know that these demons are the vices, and that they definitely create limitations. If we are God's children, the emergence of the vices becomes deformation of the Father, and further of our Brahmin clan. Shiv Baba has to keep motivating us to become viceless, because there is a mission to be fulfilled, a promise we made, and a fortune to be attained. Baba reminds us and inspires us with so much love when he sees us faltering. So in essence, we are being reminded who we are, how we become viceless, who the unlimited Father is, what we gain in coming to the Father, and more subtly, that a mission has to be accomplished, so we cannot have any evil spirits in us. To sum up, with recognition, we make the promise. Through that recognition, we receive a divine intellect, powers, and virtues, and can sacrifice ourselves to none but one. Then our every act, our very life, becomes one of service, as we remain protected by following Srimat. So, sweet children, you have come to the unlimited Father to become viceless from vicious. Therefore, do not have any evil spirits in you. Om Shanti.